everybody, to today's episode of the Building with Purpose Conference. Glad to have you back. And I'm thrilled today to be interviewing Sally Thune, who is a digital marketing expert. I think in the packet, the download packet that you've all received, I actually called her a digital marketing guru. So this is going to be our chance to learn from her. She brings a wealth of experience from working with companies like Disney and Warner Brothers. She has been in the trenches for the last number of years, earning rewards and awards across the globe. And she is going to help us transition and pivot our businesses and ourselves during this time, whether we are talking personal marketing and branding or whether we are talking the corporate side of it. Please help me welcome Sally. Sally, so great to have you today on the Building with Purpose Conference.
Hi, Justin. Thanks so much for having me. And thank you for what you're doing for small businesses. It's such a trying time right now. And no one knows what's going to happen.
They don't. And that's the scary thing and why we are trying to provide some help and some hope. So I'm glad to have you today. And your bio is wonderful. You have experience. You bring credibility. But I'm also a firm believer that sometimes we can hide behind our bios or maybe not find out enough. So would you, in like 1 to 2 minutes, just give us an insight into the person behind the bio?
Okay. So I'm originally from Canada, and I come from an entrepreneurial family. My grandfather opened up the first movie cinema in Montreal in 1905. And then he went on to have a very successful, huge chocolate factory, but lost everything in the Depression, the Great Depression in 1929. My dad was an entrepreneur. And so I understand the struggles of small businesses, being the daughter and barely ever getting to see him. And I've had a very wonderful career, as you touched upon, coming from Canada. I was hired to start the marketing department for Warner Brothers Television Canada, moved here to the States, been here 25 years. And after getting out of the corporate world, I went through a couple of health struggles, but they really helped me reinvent myself. And I think a lot of people are looking at that right now because they don't know if they're going back to jobs. You know, they don't know if they go back to the same jobs. Some may be older. I had to start all over again when most of my friends were retiring. That was hard. But you know what? I've done it. If I can do it, so can you. And sometimes these challenges push us to our limits and help us discover new talents and skills we didn't even know we had because we get so complacent in our cushy jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, I mean, we've got great places to go because we can talk about the skills and talents that you're acquiring and maybe we'll circle back to that. But I know for a lot of people watching this, one of the issues is marketing. We're entrepreneurs, we're solopreneurs, we run family businesses. And so like my first question to you is just like what's happening in light of world circumstances. How is this changing the need, the necessity of digital marketing and how it's looking in the world?
Well, I think on a positive note, people are learning to embrace technology. I think a lot of people were scared of it before. You know, it's here to stay. It's a major part of our lives. I mean, look at Zoom now. People are singing on Zoom together. They're having family meetings, game nights. You know, they're having happy hour together. And I think this has really allowed people to see that digital can be a wonderful thing. Yes, there are, you know, some issues with it, with social media and the negativity on that side and whatnot. But I think that businesses are now going to be looking at a new way of embracing doing business. You know, maybe employees don't have to come in every day because they're seeing how they're still able to run a business from afar. In fact, even reach more people than ever before. So I think it's a really good thing for digital. I also think it's been really good because people are reaching out more. I mean, Verizon talked about their phone calls have doubled more than what Mother's Day typically is, which is usually their highest call volume. So people are connecting more through whether it's the phone, you know, or the internet. I've done FaceTime with my family and nieces and nephews in Canada, and that's been a lot of fun. And I think people are learning that it's not as scary as they thought.
Yeah, excellent. And behind that, and you're hinting at it, so I'd love to keep just pushing down there. But if we're that mom and pop business that is maybe having to wrestle with digital marketing for the first time, or we're a solopreneur even contemplating starting a business, I'm home more, maybe now is the time to start this business. What are some of those digital marketing needs and necessities that we should be looking into and making sure we nail correctly?
Okay. Well, first of all, your website or your digital presence is your most important brand. So you want to make sure you have that right. So now's a great time to update your Facebook, update your Instagram, update your LinkedIn, and update your website. And, you know, there are some other opportunities that I call them kind of like the best kept secrets. One of them is your Google business page. Very powerful, and it's free, and you can post on it. So if people are searching, Googling online, you have a better chance of popping up. You can post pictures, you can post videos. It gives all the information about you, your contact information, your hours. And some of my clients have seen amazing results. When I have one client who didn't trust me, she's like, no one's going to Google my business. She's receiving 3,000 to 6,000 views a month just on her Google business page. And we've doubled her business in the last year. So that's a tool that you can use right now and to help get your business out there. So when you reopen, you have all of the main platforms in place.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. So Google Business, will be sure to add that. You mentioned the Facebook, the Instagram, the website. And I think one of those scary things for people, at least I know it was for me getting started, was this whole like unknown beast of SEO, right? And how do I actually get seen? So somebody is sitting here getting ready to start a business. What are those must-have things that they need present on Instagram or Facebook or their website, however they're marketing, to make sure that they're getting seen and showing up?
Okay. So, you know, starting out, there's a lot of startup costs and a lot of people want to build their own website. And I don't recommend that only because if you're new to it, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what Google search engines are looking for in the code of the computer. You know, some of these ones that you can make yourself aren't search engine friendly. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to come up even if though you're putting proper keywords or whatnot. The beauty about digital is it keeps changing all the time, which I love because it keeps my brain going. And SEO has changed a lot. You don't, it's important to show up, but there's other ways that you can do it. And one of them is by doing blogs on your website and constantly putting fresh content. Search engines love fresh content on your website. But, you know, one of the things I also do is content marketing, but there's a difference in writing for a book or a newspaper article or writing for online. You want to include, yes, some of those keywords, but you need to be able to find that fine line where you're writing for search engines, but where it also makes sense for humans to understand it. And otherwise, you're just wasting your time. I have a client right now, I'm writing blogs for them, and their engagement has doubled, meaning the amount of time people stay reading the article has doubled because you know, I'm using artificial intelligence to properly help make sure that we can meet what the search engines are looking for. Also, bounce rates. Bounce rates are when someone comes to your website and then they leave. 98% of people who come to your website for the first time will leave. So the bounce rates for this particular client I'm working with right now have gone down 75% because we are providing content that they're interested in. And you have to be careful if you're doing lead gen campaigns, which are trying to find more clients, or if they come across, you know, your blog or whatnot, that you're truly writing about your article and topic, because if not, you're wasting that person's time and they're just going to leave and they're not going to come back. So those are some ways you can do it. Also, there are opportunities off your website. Those are called off-page optimizations. And one of those is the Google business page. Another one of those a lot of people don't know about are your business listings. There's over 300 directories on the web and that people use to search businesses. And there's four aggregators out there. And the aggregators are kind of like the FICO companies that give you your credit score. And they disseminate all the information to all of these listings. Now, you may not care about all those listings, but Google does and Google goes there. So you want to be everywhere Google is. those, all those links going back to your website help raise your site in SEO and in rankings. Another huge one that helps is reviews. Reviews are critical. They're the new word of mouth. You know, they can make a business, and unfortunately they can break a business, but that's why it's important you stay on top of your reviews and respond to all of them, so your clients and potential clients see that you really care and are on top of your business. So those are just a couple of ways that you can do SEO if you can't afford to hire an SEO guru who's constantly changing everything on your website every month.
That's great information. Thank you. And I'm curious, think back 6 weeks ago, right? And the world looked completely differently. So in 6 weeks, this world has been turned upside down. People are on their phones more, they're on internet searches more, they're at their computer more, they're doing Zoom more. Like, we have become extraordinarily digital. In terms of, particularly with the small businesses that you are working with, what are some of the those biggest changes that you have had to lead your clients through this adaptation phase to either speed up the work you were doing or completely change direction?
Well, unfortunately, because of COVID, 75% of my business is with small businesses. So they have put everything on hold. They stopped their social media, which I don't think you should stop right now. I mean, with everyone being home right now, engagement on Instagram and Facebook is at 44%. So more people are on their phones. It's a really good time to reach them. But you also have to be very careful how you market to them, because people don't have money to buy right now. The majority of people don't have money to buy right now. So I'm still running the business listings for some clients, because that's something that consistently goes, where we're always tracking the internet to check for broken links, wrong information, or whatnot. And then, so I would continue to do posts. Unfortunately, Facebook and Instagram just changed all their algorithms. So that means, you know, how you show up across Facebook for your posts. So organic reach is down drastically, which is really hard for a lot of businesses. So what they want you to do now is to spend money with them. Well, the beauty about Instagram and Facebook is it doesn't cost you a lot. You can spend $1 a day and still get a brand new reach. And just so when I say organic is a post that you write on your page that is not paid. So it's original, it's organic. I mean, I'm seeing that with some of my clients, the organic reach has gone down drastically. So when we come out of this, we've got to look at doing some paid ads, you know, with Facebook and Instagram. And I would still keep, you know, plugging along with blogs and articles. And the other thing I highly recommend is showing gratitude. You know, you clients were with you for quite a bit of time. Now's a great time. Send them a note of gratitude for their business, of appreciation. Send them a text. Send them a video greeting, you know, or an email, just how much you appreciate them and hope they're doing well through this time that you're thinking of them and can't wait to reconvene when this is all over.
Yeah, excellent. Putting some humanity back into that digital marketing side and the online side of people who run online businesses. It can be easy to hide behind the computer. So it's certainly helpful to bring that human touch.
Exactly. And a lot of businesses and people don't do that. We were so busy before this all happened. You know, so when someone receives a gratitude message, or if you go onto LinkedIn and just start recommending some of your clients' businesses, helping plug them, you know, we're all in this together. So all these little things you can do to help make a small difference. And it can go a long way for both parties.
Excellent. Thank you. One of the things you were touching on that is intriguing to me is you're talking about not just these changes, but it's making me wonder, what do we think some of these changes are that are going to be temporary, right? Like you said, organic reach is down. Is that going to be a temporary thing that as soon as the world goes back to normal, organic reach goes back up? Or is that maybe a more permanent thing that we need to develop a new long-term strategy than the one that we developed in January of this year?
Yes, it's a more permanent thing. It was actually implemented before COVID struck. I constantly take updated webinars with various knowledgeable companies to stay on top of all of the changes. So it's, you know, putting more money back in their pocket. But the great thing is it's not expensive to advertise on Facebook or Instagram. Email campaigns are still really strong. So the one thing I also want to recommend is make sure you have an email list of your clients. You know how to reach them, because you don't own your Facebook page. Facebook does. If anything ever happens and Facebook takes your page down for some reason, you've lost all your clients. You have no way to contact them. So it's really, really important that you build an email list, a base, so that you have those emails to reach out to clients. And email marketing is pretty simple too. And, you know, people can learn how to do it on their own if they don't want to hire someone to do it. There's a lot of courses online, and, you know, you're going to make mistakes and whatnot, but yeah. So the algorithms have changed. I think, you know, when you look at your new feeds, Facebook has a whole new look. You're going to see that there's going to be one post from a friend and there's going to be an ad, you know? And so it's definitely hurt small businesses, where Facebook was an excellent platform for many people to build businesses on. And a lot have been built on Instagram. And again, you can still do it. It's just going to cost you money. If you have a lot of engagement on your ads and your posts, then the algorithms are going to continue to show it to more people. So just keep, you know, trucking away at it. And a lot of it depends on your budget too. And view-throughs are very important. Those are, you know, videos become very large. People don't respond as well to just text and a photo anymore. The whole digital space is going to video. So if you can do video posts, that's going to help you a long way. More people are going to watch them. And it also helps you engage with your clients more. They get to see who you are. Like you said, Justin, people hide behind our computers or online businesses. They don't know who we are. You know, I usually, when I do an online seminar, I block my video. You know, I'm expanding my horizons today doing this. So, you know, I'm a behind the scenes person. I make my clients shine. That's my goal, not me, them. And so, yeah.
Excellent. So engagement, it was the first thing that came to mind. It sounds like that's the ticket to everything else. The more we get engagement on a post, the better it's going to do and the better feedback and return we get. So what are some of those tips for increasing engagement with people? You mentioned video. Is there anything else we can be aware of?
Well, like I mentioned before, responding, the more, I was talking to another person in digital marketing, and they had a client who turned off the comment section on her Facebook campaign. And that's not a really good thing to do, because it's those engagements, like I mentioned, that keep the algorithms going. So the more engagement, the more people that are liking, the more people that are sharing, the more people that are commenting, the better it's going to be for you. You're going to notice a couple of new changes coming to Facebook and Instagram, where you are no longer going to be able to see the like buttons. And if it's your page and you're the administrator or the owner of the page, you'll be able to see them, but your customers won't. And the reason is they want people to focus on the message and not looking at all the likes and dislikes. So, and in talking to some other people, that's already started in Canada. And one small business owner that I spoke to said it hasn't changed her engagement at all by people not being able to see that. So she hasn't seen it being a big difference.
Interesting. And that is, I'm getting the sense that, does that help small pages more? These people that are starting out that are maybe taking this time to start that business, can they benefit from that? Because now they can, in some sense, compete with some of those larger guys that have thousands of likes. If it's hidden, does it make it look like an even playing field? Does that help small businesses?
Yes. And I think and I believe that's why they did it. They didn't want people to be influenced by that. Again, so they wanted people to just really focus on the content of that post, whether it's a video or a photo or you know, whatever the subject matter was. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you. Let's dive into actually one of those things you mentioned at the beginning, that you're picking up some new skills, some new expertise that you're pivoting during this time. And one of the things that I love getting to ask our guests is, how you are spending your time, because it's easy to sit here and be interviewed and assume that, you know, it's just the, I'm the expert and everything has continued on for me as life is normal. And don't you want to be like me? But the reality is, like, we're all dealing with this for the first time. And so we've all had to pivot our businesses and our marketing strategy and the way we're engaging clients. And so I'd love to just hear a bit more from you about what are those things that you're doing with your time now that, that are different than 6 weeks ago.
So I guess, like everyone, the first couple of weeks, it was kind of just like, oh my goodness, what's going on? You know, trying to listen to updates on the news every day, what was going on, especially for small businesses. You know, it was like, you know, it seemed like every day you're getting a phone call, sorry, but I can't continue right now. And you know, you understand that. I mean, we're all in the same boat. So after kind of freaking out a little bit, how am I going to pay my bills? And because my business was just starting to pick up, I had a few more clients coming on just before COVID, and then obviously they had to stop. So it was kind of just like you're going from this high to like boom. So, but then, you know, we're all in this together, and I'm grateful that the government recognizes the value of small businesses. 50% of this country are small businesses. And trying to help us. It's been a struggle in trying to get those applications in. They've, for small businesses, they just opened the payroll protection program on Monday. EIDL, the disaster loan that is supposed to be forgiven up to $10,000, that reopens tomorrow at sba.gov. And Governor Newsom here in California, he is allowing unemployment for independent contractors and sole proprietors like myself, which has never been done before. It's just, you can't get through on the phone for any questions. So, you know, that's been a little bit of a struggle. But what I'm doing is catching up on all the things I didn't have time for before. I'm behind in some of my certifications. And, you know, I talk about your online presence. And I haven't put together yet, shame on me, my Facebook or my Instagram or my website yet. Because when I launched my business, I was so busy, I didn't have time. And as a small business owner, you know, you only have one chance to make a first impression. So I didn't want to put any of that up because I wanted to take 200% care of my current clients. So now that's what I am working on. I'm investing in new technology. One is really cool. It's where you can turn your Facebook page into a website. So anytime you make updates to your Facebook page, your website's automatically updated. So that takes away all the fear and scaredness of running a website. So I'm going to be releasing that soon when, you know, life kind of gets back to normal, what actually a new norm, yes. You know, for all of us. So I'm just really making sure that when this is over, I've got all my I's crossed, my I's dotted, sorry, my T's crossed, and I'm ready to go because we don't know if our clients are going to come back to us. It's going to take quite a few months for them to start building up an income to put money into marketing. But just keep a presence out there. Get your Google business page done. If you have a retail brick and mortar, get your business listings together. Those are very important. And also just, you know, keep posting on your Facebook page. It's only a 2% reach of your followers, which is very disappointing. But again, if your followers start commenting and liking, then they're going to start showing it to more people. So you'll still be able to get a little bit of organic reach there.
That's excellent. And I love, I mean, you shared this insight that this has given you the time to start working on your business, not necessarily just in it, which can be a real struggle for the entrepreneur, for the business owner, even with somebody that has a couple of employees and can start to delegate some tasks, for the person that sits behind the business as the startup, the passion and the vision behind it, that can be a real challenge. So give, like, speak for a second just specifically to that person who's sitting here saying, I need to be working on my business and not just in it as well. What's the encouragement and the payoff for them to utilize this time and do that well?
Well, I think if you utilize this time, like I mentioned, getting your online presence together and fixed, also if you're a small business owner, now's a really great time to start taking inventory, you know, and getting some processes in place. You know, maybe the back end office wasn't as efficient as you wanted it to be. There's a lot of great programs out there online now that can help you with some of those. Yeah. So, you know, look into some of those, learn some of those. Because when you come out of it, then you know that you've done everything that you can and people will know how to find you. And it's not like, oh, gosh, I still need to do this. I still need to do this. You've got that stress list in the back of your head, yeah. You know, and you can come out a little bit more confident that you've got all your systems in place, your processes in place, and be ready for what this new world is going to bring us.
Excellent. Thank you, Sally. It has been a real pleasure to get to talk to you today, and you have given us some amazing things. We've got time for just a couple of more questions. And the first one is, I want people to be able to contact you, to get in touch with you, that somebody wants to follow up. There's a business owner that's saying, man, I want to lean into this time. I haven't been using it efficiently or productively. She's right. I need to make this change and have this marketing plan set up. How can people get in touch with you? And what do you want them to know about your business?
Okay. So my goal is to empower small business owners. Like I mentioned before, the internet is scary. My motto is you don't know what you don't know. So let's talk about what your business is, what your goals are, what your struggles have been, and let's see what elements of digital marketing make sense. Digital marketing is a huge umbrella. It's not just social media. It's content marketing. It's websites. It's SEO. It's digital direct mail. There's a lot of different, you know, opportunities out there. Let's look at your budget and see what makes sense that you can start with. And as you grow your business, you add more to it. So you can reach me at area code 661-271-7066. And my email is savvy, S-A-V-V-Y, girl, G-U-R-L, D-M, at gmail.com. And let's have a conversation. No obligation. Let's just see how we can help you start getting back on your feet again. And best part is you'll have a little bit more knowledge, you'll be a little bit more empowered, you'll be able to understand things a little bit more. So when some other digital companies or larger digital companies call you, you understand what they're talking about and they're not talking over your head, because that's something a lot of them do. And I like to speak ABC so you understand it. So you know you're making the best decision for your business.
Excellent, thank you. Final question, I would love for you to leave us with a word of encouragement, a word of hope. One of the phrases that we have started using as a part of this conference is, what does it look like to emerge out of this better and not bitter? And that predominantly depends upon our mindset. And so I'm asking everybody to just end. You've got 60 seconds. The stage is yours. What's a word of encouragement that you want to leave us with?
Well, I have two.
Okay.
One is that my Auntie Lizzie always used to say, we're not here to see through each other, but to see each other through. And I strive to live my life like that. And, you know, my dad died when I was 12. And afterwards, I went through some of his books. And I'm going to leave you with a quick excerpt of a poem I found in his books that I've yet to find. And it says, I'd love to read it all, but life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks that he can. So stay positive. You can get through this. We are stronger together. Don't let all those negativities come in. Trust me, I've been there. Everything I've worried about has never happened. So put that energy into you and rebuilding your business and coming out even stronger after COVID.
Excellent. Thank you, Sally, so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure.